gotta be your best day as a pro, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those great days for me.
Can you talk about the touchdown pass at the end there? Just what was going through your mind as you were kind of watching Johnny scramble around?
I think it was like 39, and it's one of those downs where we needed to stay on the field. And once I saw Johnny rolling left, and I knew that I just got to get in his vision, he just saw me and launched the ball, and I ran up under it.
Do you think you saw it? You looked like you put your hand up around the 26, 27-yard line. Did he see you at that point? Did you guys make eye contact?
His eyes always downfield. Every time Johnny scrambled, he always looking to throw first. And I saw once I put my hand up and he saw me, I saw him cop, and I just ran up under it.
Travis, how would you describe your relationship with Johnny? I mean, three touchdown passes already in the season from him, one last week, two this week.
Oh, we always had a great relationship. Every time, my main goal was trying to help him, to help the offense, because we need him. It don't matter if it's him or Josh. We had that connection as a receiver group that made sure we're closer with those guys.
Other than the fact you're so fast, how do you explain being open as often as you are last week, this week?
Being fast. It comes at a point where if a DB 5 to 6 yards close to me and I have a deep ball, I just tell Johnny or Josh just put it in the air and I go get it for him.
What did you say when Coach Pat said you could never go to Nashville?
I looked at him and said I will never go back again. Even if we had to play again, it would be a tough time for me.
Can you just talk about how different it is for you this year, another year removed from the ACL, and how much more confident in everything you feel?
It's a bit confident different. Last year, knowing that I kind of was hesitant in my step, so this year, we wanted as a punt return unit to be the best in the game. And I sat down and talked to Coach Tabor about it, and he believed in me, and we came to it this year, and we're having a great year so far.
On that punt return, did it go as designed, or did you see something different, or what?
It was designed. We had a field return, and Tennessee always trying to spread the field, and I saw a crease, and once I hit it, I was none touched to the end zone.
The first touchdown pass, was that called in the huddle, or did you run something based on coverage?
Based on coverage. We know that we get a certain coverage, and me and Johnny, before we even came on to play on that series, I told him, if we get this coverage, just lunch and I'll go get it.
Can you talk about Johnny Manziel? So many people criticize him, blast him. Merrill Hodge said to cut bait and move on. What are your thoughts on Johnny Manziel as a quarterback?
He's a great guy. You know, Johnny, he ignored the noise outside, what everyone don't notice, but he just got to keep playing. Next week, we got Oakland on the schedule. Next week, we got to come out and do the same thing.
Travis, could you envision this kind of start for you personally, 4 touchdowns in 2 weeks?
I always envision greatness, knowing that every time I'm on the field, I'm coming out there and putting my best foot forward.
Do you think anybody actually doubted? I mean, did you get the sense that anybody doubted whether or not you were even going to make the team this year? Was there any of that going on?
I don't look at the media. I don't look at the outside looking in. I know that as myself, as a personal goal, I would just go out there and compete and play hard, and I made the 53.
When before you caught your last touchdown, they had closed from 21-0 to 21-14. What kind of pressure were you feeling to make something happen at that point?
I don't put pressure on myself. We as an offensive unit knowing that it takes 11 guys to run a play. So as we come out there, we know that the goals we set for ourselves on offense, and once we went up, we know that the defense is going to get the stop.
How does it build your confidence as a receiver that this staff has you out there a bunch playing receiver and you're not just a returner in their eyes?
I say it's a good thing for me knowing that the previous coaches thought I was just a return guy, and this coaching staff came in and Flip came in, and he used me on the offense a lot, and that's a great thing for me and the Browns.
I'm sure you didn't know you were like 47 yards away from the all-purpose record for the Browns.
I didn't know that. I probably would have went to Flip and dialed up another play.
We good?
I asked Johnny about his confidence, his swagger, and whether the events of last year maybe eroded it some. Did he feel it had come back? And I'll ask you the same question. Were you always a confident player, a guy with some swagger? Do you feel like it's coming back after the injury and with 4 TDs on the board?
I wouldn't say swagger. I'm always confident. I know that just believing in God and just going out there and just playing at my highest ability possible, good things are going to happen.